Do we are?
You want the eyes? Come here, sweets. You got yours.
You got mine.
I have yours. I have your special backpack.
A purple one.
A purple one. That's right. Whoa. Come here. Let's try and see what it looks like. I'm your back. Take off one. Whoops. You can be like Bob the Builder with a special tool backpack. On your back, you can pretend it has tools in it, important tools for your work. Right? And then this is another tool. Okay! Evan's got his, you know that spacemen wear backpacks on their back? When they go out into space, they need a special backpack so they can breathe. Did you know that?
Trucks.
What trucks would you like? What trucks would you like?
To build.
You want to build a truck? Should we get this? Yeah. Do you want to build on top of this? Like this. Watch. Really high. Whoops. Mommy's fell off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that funny truck.
It went into a pile.
Yep, it went into a pile. Look, do you know what that one has on it? It has a chain. That's a funny truck. It's a really tall truck. And it's gonna go around into your toes.
This is
Oh, it honks. Eyes. It honked at you. Should we find the eyes? Let's see. I don't think this duck has ears, but it definitely has
eyes.
The eyes go. You want to put the eyes right up there?
No.
There you go.
A house. The house. You're going to dig a house.
You're going to dig a house? You're going to make a house out of what? Bricks? Sticks?
Yeah.
Come here, Zilly. Straw? Straw! You want to build a house out of straw? If you build a house out of straw, what's going to happen? The wolf is going to come by and... Come here, Zilly. You're not a basketball. You're not a basketball anymore.
You're an alphabethan.
You're an alphabethan? What are you?
An A.
You're an A. Come here, A. Come here, little A. What begins with A? What begins with the letter A? Ants. You have a funny hat. That looks like a funny hat. Come here, pumpkin pie.
It's a cat in a hat.
It's a cat in the hat.
You look like your cat in hat.
You do look like the Cat in the Hat. The Cat in the Hat has a big, tall hat, doesn't he? Come here, sweetie, please. You're gonna fall down. You wanna see yourself? There you go. There you go. You want to sit on my lap?
I will lift you.
I will lift you. There you are.
They'll touch you.
No, we won't touch her. It'll move the camera, but you can sit here and see yourself. What are you gonna say to yourself? Hi, Evan. How are you?
Go upstairs.
Go upstairs?
And go to your house.
You're in your house right now, aren't you? Where are we in your house? In the sunroom. Bump! Bump!
Trucks and things that go.
Things that go. Trucks and things that go.
It looks like a light.
What looks like a light?
A hanging.
Mm-hmm.
What's that hanging?
Do you know what that is? Those are lights. You're right. You said it. You're going to put lights up in the tunnel. Right?
It looks like a light.
It looks like a light, yeah. It's many lights. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lights, I think.
It looks like.
What does it look like? Looks like a bunch of lights to me. You got a belly.
It looks like.
I had to give you a kiss. Should we have Rolly knock down the traffic cone and the lamppost? It looks like the lamppost is wearing a hat, doesn't it?
It's a wiggly worm.
Wiggly worm, squiggly worm, yeah. Ready?
Thwap.
Thwap. Whack.
Trap.
Quack. Bonk.
Trapeze artist,
yeah. They're in the circus.
They're in trapeze artist.
Mm-hmm.
Bingin'.
Swinging, yeah.
And binging and bonging. Tromming and stomming.
You like that necklace?
A boat.
Yep, it looks like a boat. Row, row, row your boat. You had a bad dream.
Well, a rectangle dream.
A rectangle dream? What about a hexagon dream? Come here, pumpkin, you're gonna pull that up.
What about a dream?
I had a dream about swimming last night. What did you dream about? Sometimes you dream about owls.
At night?
Yep, at night. Sometimes you dream about owls at night.
It's trash.
Trash? You dream about owls and trash? What do the owls do? There's the toilet. You gonna step on the toilet?
Bella.
Seatbelt. Yeah, this is like a seatbelt. This backpack is a little bit like a seatbelt.
breath.
Boo-hoo, baby. Uh-oh. The Skittio.
What did the crocodile go eat? The ball belongs on the backpack strap.
The crocodile.
Oh, because this is an alligator clip. This is called an alligator clip. I think that's what it's called, because it has little teeth, like an alligator. Your pocket's unzipped. You have a zip pocket here. Zip. We could put something in your pocket.
Can you eat it?
Alligator. Let's leave it on. Why don't you look at Mommy's? Mommy's is right here. Wanna look at Mommy's? This is Mommy.
And I'll open his teeth.
Yep. Ready?
And I'll open. Open.
Yeah.
And open it.
Yeah. Close. Open. Mouth open.
Close.
Yeah. And now it's going to open its mouth and hold on to my shirt.
It's a dog.
That's where it belongs. Yep.
Alligator.
Oh, that fell off. It belongs on your clip. Oh, pumpkin pie. That's not so bad. Should we play with some blocks? Evan. You know what? On. Not off. It belongs with the alligator. The alligator purse. The lady with the alligator purse. We'll put the wire away so it doesn't bother you anymore.
Messy.
You keep taking it off. It belongs on. Here. Here. You took it off. The alligator's hungry. It wants its ball. It belongs to the alligator.
It can eat it?
Yeah, let's give it to the alligator so he can munch. You had your breakfast. Now the alligator needs his breakfast. It says, thank you, Evan, for feeding me. Sweetie. You did. You took it off again.
Give it to me?
Thank you. That's very nice. But I have one and you need one.
You brought it and mine.
One for me and one for you. And one for Mr. Magoo. One for me and one for you. And one for Mr. Magoo. There we go. Mr. Magoo, how are you? Whoops. I'm about to put a tree in your backpack. You think the little girl can climb up the tree?
The coconut?
Up the coconut tree with the alphabet too? Up the oh no? Mm-hmm. It's the mommy. Maybe she can sit on the tree. I'm way high up in the coconut tree. I can see. Whoops, it tips over.
Mr. Magoo, how are you?
Mr. Magoo, how are you?
How are moo? How are shoes? How are clues?
How are clumps?
Mumps.
How is the muffin man? Lives on Prairie Lane. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane? She's dancing. Do you see that? Hear the saw outside? They're cutting something down.
Outside?
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
That piece of hair in your mouth.
Good. How are you?
Mr. Magoo, how are you? Sitting on Rolly. Rolly's gonna roll into your foot. Wham! Let's see, it's hard. There we go.
Kawabunga.
Mickey Mouse. Banner high. Wherever you shall hold your banner. Hi.
And a waffle.
Lamppost on the table. Evan, please don't touch that. Evan? Last time you touched it, the camera fell on your head and it hurt and you cried.
Wow.
Tears came out of your eyes.
Grown.
You've grown too.
That way. Trasherate.
Exaggerate.
Accurate.
Trasherate.
You look.
Come here, sweetie. You're getting tangled up.
Made up word.
What about the nose growing? Yeah.
Here's the fire engine. We can pretend this house is on fire. House is on fire. Yep, you need the ladder. So the firemen can climb up the ladder. Yep. Maybe he's gonna rescue the kitty cat. Kitty cat says, meow, meow, help me, the house is on fire. Climbing up.
Up goes fire.
Up he goes. That's right. Kitten says, help me, fire and firefighter, help me, help me.
He's up to fire.
Yep.
He's up to fire.
He's up to the fire. Is he using his hose?
Wait, the fire. He's waving to fire.
He's waving to the fire.
Down the house.
Mm-hmm. He jumped under the fire engine, huh?
Help!
Help, help, says the kitty cat. I want to get out of this house. It's on fire. It's very hot.
Fire, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the ladder fell. That's right. There, that's good. It should stay up.
Hop, hop, hop. Yeah. In the fireplace.
In the fireplace? There's a fire in the fireplace, maybe.
Little kitty cat. It has.
Can he bring the kitty cat down? Down the ladder? So he gets him out of the fire? Yeah, that's right. Carries him.
Carries him back to fire.
Yeah. Back to the fire engine.
The piece is unlucky. In the fight.
Fight? Oh, the boys were fighting and they were naughty. How's this? He's going to give the firefighter a ticket?
For beating? For not beating?
For not beating? For speeding. For going too fast in his car. For speeding, yeah. But fire engines always have to go fast when they're going to a fire. Maybe he should give the ticket to the dad because the dad was driving too fast. In his little red car.
He's in the fire. He's looking down.
Yeah, he's looking down the roof.
He's in the fire.
Oh. Yeah, he needs his hose.
Do what?
We can pretend this is a hose.
I got he's gonna put a leash.
You gonna put the leash on the dog?
He's gonna take a walk.
Mm-hmm. His collar's on.
He wants his ball back.
He wants his ball back? Where did he lose his ball?
In the woods.
In the woods?
When he went for a walk in the woods, he lost his ball. His collar came off.
Found some trees.
Mm-hmm, found some trees in the woods. There he is. Maybe the daddy can walk him. Come, doggy. We'll go for a walk in the woods.
Coloring his leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to put on a leaf and find his ball.
He's going to put on his leash and find his ball. No fire anymore? Did the firefighter put the fire out?
No more fire.
No more fire. Yay! The house is saved.
The day is out. The day is turned. The day is turned.
The day is what?
The day is in.
The day is in. It's daytime. Should we get the police car? I think it's in here. There you go.
It's a box. And it's a box. It's a fire. It's out. Yay! For Daddy. It's gonna make you put it. Cooking. Cookie blowing. Cookies. Shake for the day. Shake to the day.
Shake for the day. Just like girl. The fire's out, so she can go back in her house, huh? The steps. Went up the steps.
The chimney. How is that?
I think it's too big, huh? That door is for people, not for cars. It's too big. But it can go through the barn. This is the barn, right?
That is not a farm.
It's not a farm? What is it?
A barn.
A barn. A barn is on a farm. Right? The farm has fields and meadows. And then the barn is the big building on the farm. We'll see the animals today. What kind of animals will we see?
A goat?
A goat! Corduroy.
His button.
He lost his button. He dropped it on the floor. Yeah, probably. You'll sit on my lap.
And the mattress.
That's right. He climbed on the mattress. And what did he find on the mattress? Do you remember? He found the button. And he pulled it off. There he is. There's a picture of him. Right? What's he doing?
He lost his button.
He lost his button, yeah. Corduroy is a bear who once lived in the toy department of a big store. Day after day, he waited with all the other animals and dolls for somebody to come along and take him home. What's there? There's a giraffe and a doll, bunny rabbit, and a... What's that?
Clown.
Yeah, it's a clown. The store was always filled with shoppers buying all sorts of things, but no one ever seemed to want a small bear in green overalls. Then one morning, a little girl stopped and looked straight into Corduroy's bright eyes. "Oh, Mommy," she said, "look, there's the very bear I've always wanted." "Not today, dear," her mother sighed. "I've spent too much already. Besides, he doesn't look new. He's lost the button to his overalls." Corduroy watched them sadly as they walked away. "I didn't know I'd lost a button," he said to himself. "Tonight I'll go and see if I can find it." What did he do? Late that evening, when all the shoppers had gone and the doors were shut and locked, Corduroy climbed carefully down from his shelf and began searching everywhere on the floor for his lost button. Uh-oh, what's that, Evan? An escalator. Suddenly, he felt the floor moving under him. Quite by accident, he had stepped on an escalator, and up he went. Could this be a mountain, he wondered? I think I've always wanted to climb a mountain. Is it a mountain, Evan? No. What is it?
Escalator.
Yes, the escalator. He stepped off the escalator as it reached the next floor, and there before his eyes was a most amazing sight. Tables and chairs and lamps and sofas and rows of beds. "This must be a palace," Corduroy gasped. "I guess I've always wanted to live in a palace." He wandered around admiring the furniture. Bob wants to read the story. "This must be a bed," he said. "I've always wanted to sleep in the bed." And up he crawled onto the large, thick mattress. All at once he saw something small and round. What did he think it was? What did he think it was? "Why, there's my button," he cried, and he tried to pick it up. But like all the other buttons on the mattress, it was tied down tight. And then what happened, Evan? He yanked and pulled with both paws until, pop, off came the button, and off the mattress Corduroy toppled. Bang! Into a lamp. Over it fell with a crash.
There's Corduroy.
Yep, there's Corduroy. Corduroy didn't know it, but there was someone else awake in the store.
The night watchman was going on his rounds on the floor above. When he heard the crash, he came dashing down the escalator. "Now who in the world did that?" he said. "Somebody must be hiding around here." He flashed his light over sofas and beds until he came to the biggest bed of all. And there he saw two fuzzy brown ears sticking up from under the cover. Who was it? Who's that hiding? Corduroy. "Hello," he said. "How did you get upstairs?" And the watchman tucked Corduroy under his arm and carried him down the escalator and put him on the shelf in the toy department with all the other animals and dolls. What are they doing, Evan? They're sleeping, that's right. Corduroy was just waking up when the first customers came into the store in the morning. There, looking at him with a wide, warm smile, was the same girl he'd seen only the day before. "I'm Lisa," she said, "and you're going to be my very own bear. Last night I counted. I counted what I saved in my piggy bank. Do you have a piggy bank too?"
"Upstairs?"
"Yep, it's upstairs, that's right. And it has lots of money in it. And my mother said I could bring you home. Shall I put him in a box for you?" the sales lady asked. "No, thank you." "No, thank you," said Lisa. And she carried Corduroy home in her arms. She ran all the way up 4 flights of stairs into her family's apartment and straight into her own room. Corduroy blinked. There's a chair and a dresser and next to a girl-sized bed. What was next to a girl-sized bed?
Just for him.
Yep, that's right. A little bed just for him.
It's me.
Yep. For me. "This must be home," he said. "I know I've always wanted a home." Lisa sat down with Corduroy on her lap and began to sew a button on his overalls. "I like you the way you are," she said, "but you'll be more comfortable with your shoulder strap fastened." "You must be a friend," said Corduroy. "I've always wanted a friend." "Me too," said Lisa, and gave him a big hug. Look loose. Look loose. Snoopus. Snoopus. What are you doing? You're sliding. Evan! Evan! Huh? Wishy Rose? Tushy? Tushy Rose. There's the alphabet. Why don't you get the alphabet puzzle?
Alphabet noodles.
Alphabet noodles, yeah. We can have some alphabet noodles for lunch. Would you like that?
For now?
Uh-huh. He's been in the camera. You coming back? You coming back? Gee. You're a lion tamer. Ready? What's this one?
Oh.
Oh, for octopus. Down your shirt. You want me to help you? We have two shirts on today. You have an O down your shirt, down your shirt.
It's a number.
It's a letter.
Not a number.
Right, it's not a number, it's a letter.
You want it?
You want me to put one down? What's this letter?
F.
Do you know what letter this is? Should we get it? Ow, you're biting the O.
Oh.
What's that?
P.
P, you're right. P for porcupine and pumpkin. No one put it. P down your shirt, down your shirt. P down your shirt, down your shirt. Whoa! That was a funny trick.
That was.
Whoopsie! He went sliding. Sliding. Keep guiding and a gay.
Okay.
Stick snooting and a Snoopy.
Pooh
Bear.
I do care.
I do care, so I do care. I'm a Pooh Bear and I like honey.
I care. Honey. Okay. It's camera.
Yep, there's the camera. Can you come over here? No play.
Smile.
You want to smile for the camera? Evan, don't touch it, please. Yep, remember it fell before? Last time Manuela was here, it fell on your head. Or your hand. It fell on your hand. And you cried and cried and cried and cried.
And groaned.
And you groaned too. And you moaned. Moan. That's another word.
Moan.
Moan. And groan. What are you doing? That's a way.
What's that? Mean?
What does that mean?
Pack a rate.
That's a made up. Whoa! Word. Who's this monster on top of me? Who's this monster?
I'm a tree. I'm a tree.
You're a tree?
Come to me.
I'm a tree. Climb up the tree.
I'm a bee.
I'm a bee.
Can you buzz? Let me hear you buzz.
Honey.
Honey pie.
Honey hive.
Fred and Ted.
It's a book about Fred and Ted.
What?
Big dog.
Little dog. Who is the big dog?
Fred.
Who is the little dog?
Ted.
Yep, Fred and Ted were friends. Fred was big. Ted was little. What color did Fred like?
Yeah.
Fred liked green. What color did Ted like? Red, because he's wearing a red shirt. Fred always had money. Ted had no money. When they walked in the rain, Fred got wet. But Ted stayed what? Dry, because he was using a umbrella. They both like music. Fred played the flute and Ted played the... Do you know what that is?
A tuba.
A tuba, right. When they ate dinner, Fred ate spinach and Ted ate beets. When they painted the house, Ted used red paint and Fred used
green
paint. One day, Fred and Ted took a trip. Fred went in his green car. Ted went in his
red
car. Fred drove his car slowly. Ted drove his car fast. Fast. Vroom. The bird is watching. When they got to the mountains, Ted skied all day long. Fred skated all day long. By nighttime, both of them were very tired. "Look," said Fred, "a small hotel." "That's a place to stay, a place to sleep." Fred got a room upstairs. "Look at his bed, Evan. What kind of bed is it?"
"It's little."
Ted got a room downstairs. "What kind of bed is that?" "Yep, it's big." "Good night, Ted. Sleep well," said Fred. "Good night, Fred." "Sleep well," said Ted. But they did not sleep well. Upstairs, Fred thumped and tossed and turned. And downstairs, Ted moaned and groaned and crashed and thrashed all over the bed. When morning came, Fred called on the phone. "Let's take a walk," Fred said to Ted. "A good idea," Ted said Ted to Fred. "He can walk and talk." They walked. How did they walk?
Uphill.
Uphill. They walked. How are they walking?
Downhill.
They made tall talk. They made small talk. "Did you get any sleep last night, Ted?" "Not a wink, Fred. No sleep."
"My bed is too little."
"My bed is too
big." "What can we do about it, Ted?"
"I don't know, Fred."
What are they sitting on?
A log.
A log, yep. "I know what to do," said the bird. "Just change rooms, Ted."
I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Bonk. Whoops. Yeah. Plop. It's downstairs for me, yelled Fred. It's upstairs for me, yelled Ted. Ted jumped into the little bed upstairs. And Fred jumped into the big bed downstairs. Ted slept all day long in the cozy little bed. And Fred slept all day in the cozy big bed. Well, that was easy to fix, said the bird. Big dogs need big beds, and little dogs need... What kind of beds? Little beds. Why make big problems out of little problems?
Yeah.
The end. Did you like that story? Is that a good story?
Is that good?
Is that a good story? Huh? Huh? Whoa, that was a real crash.
It passed over the
thread. Uh-huh. It went fast.
It went slow.
Slow. It went fast. The car's going slow. The car's going fast. The car's going slow. The car's going fast. And this would be Ted's car because it's red. All right.
Tread. That's new.
That's a new word. It's a new word, sweetie.
Tragerate.
That's another new word.
Baturate.
That's another new word. Baturate.
Tragerate.
Baturate.
Baturate. Your seatbelt on.
Put your seatbelt on. Cooperate.
Crasherate.
Smasherate.
Passerate.
That's a new word.
Trasherate.
That's a new word. Is that a made up word? Is that a made up word?
Trasherate.
Trasherate. Yeah, that's definitely a made up word. The tire's flat. Diddly do.
I got you.
I got you, diddly do.
Diddly boo. I got a boo.
You got a boo?
For ghosts?
Yep, ghosts say boo. I'm bigger than all of you.
Boasted big tiger.
We'll find you, said all the animals. We did read that before. What did the elephant say? Who's a bigger? Who's bigger? An elephant or a tiger? Who's biggest?
Trash.
Let's be gentle with the books, okay?
The book. It's not a basher book.
A basher book?
You have some dinner.
Should we cook it at the stove? What do you want for dinner?
Eggs.
Eggs and ham? Do you like them, Sam I Am?
No.
No?
Whoops, be careful.
You're gonna fall. I see that.
I see that. You fell. You fell, all right.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows the trouble. Gotcha. I'm squashing you. Squash. For a flop of you. Come here.
You
need help for a flop of you.
Grammar you.
Come here.
You're in the trash.
Push.
You're in the push, Moss.
SpaghettiOs. SpaghettiOs.
Becchio's.
Yep, you're swinging the backpack. Back and forth and back and forth.
Up and down.
Up and down and back and forth.
Up and down.
Up and down. Aren't your toes cold? Are your toes cold? You took off your socks. Silly lumpkin. Ring around the rosy.
You're swinging.
Whoa. Do the bicycle. Paddle. Swing.
Bing.
Bing. Bing bong, bing bong, biggity bongity bong bong.
Swing troll.
That's getting a little dangerous. One for you and one for me and one for Dickie Dandy. Yes, you're very right, sweetie. Just come over here, stay away. Bong, bong, bong.
Trap
this morning. You were stuck between a chair and a table. So I told you you were trapped. Whoops! Whoops!
Fall on your head!
Don't fall on your head! Evan, Matthew!
McLaughlin!
Evan! Matthew! Evan!
McLaughlin!
Yeah, you want to put it on by yourself?
Put on me?
Yeah. You're going to put it on me. Thank you.
Can I on you. No, it's on.
Now it's on?
You.
You. You. Me. Whoops. Come here, sweets. You're going to bump in.
I see that.
I see that. I
Battery.
Do.
Battery.
Okay. You just. They're not ducks, but that's okay. They're birds.
Oh no, not
birds. What do the birds do, Evan?
Quack quack.
What do the birds? Where do the birds do in the sky?
Caw caw.
I'll play with you, stars. Peep out of the window. You twinkle, and I'll try to count you. Right? Then I'll make a wish, and you make it come true. I'll play with you. What's that?
Moon.
Yeah, that's the moon. Just come to my window. I'll open the curtains and let you shine in. You be my nightlight, and I'll have sweet dreams. What's she doing? What's the little girl doing, Evan?
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Blink.
You want-